Hello and welcome to Global Talk. This is Mark.
And this is Janice.
Today we're talking about the faults of fast fashion. A fault is an unattractive feature or a bad habit. So this is sort of the bad side or the undesirable side of fast fashion. Fast fashion is a market for low-price clothing and accessories that are very trendy and popular. Stores that sell fast fashion goods will often create look-alike fashion for the higher-end brands, and then they will bring those new designs into their stores as often as twice per week. Popular companies are H&M, Zara, Bershka, Airspace, and GU, and they're all competitors in the Taiwan market for fast fashion. The clothing that they sell tends to get worn for a short period of time. It's either because the style that they are showing off has changed, and so people are just not wanting to use them anymore. They only bought it to wear to a party, so it gets used only one time. Or because the clothes are made of relatively lower quality than the name brand goods they often copy, they actually tend to fall apart. And so the way the clothes were made is a big reason that they get changed out from people's wardrobes so often. This constant changing of clothes and always buying new clothes results in a lot of waste, both in terms of how much material gets thrown out by each person who buys something each season. So every couple months, there's a lot of clothes going into the garbage, as well as the energy, so like the resources like oil and water that go into making, transporting, and then selling the clothes. There's actually a very large negative effect on the environment for every shirt that is made, every pair of pants, both when it's made, it's dyed, then it's shipped, and all of the stuff that goes into finally bringing it home at the end of your shopping trip. So, in addition to those sort of issues with the environment, many of these companies have also faced criticism for their business practices in poorer countries where they get their clothes made because of the ways that they have been treating their employees there. And the shoppers at these fast fashion stores believe that those practices are unfair. Now, while the use of low-wage labor is very common in many, many industries, it is an especially necessary part of fast fashion, and so the wages must be very, very low. And so today, Andy and Emily will be discussing those issues as well as a few more as they look at the bad parts of the popular trend in modern fashion.
这篇文章呢，它讲到的就是快速时尚的缺点。那这个文章一开始有一个 fault， 就是缺点或者是比较不好的那一面。那它就是这篇文章主要就是在讲快速时尚，它就是以比较低价格又有就很流行的趋势来去主打这个市场，所以它衣服就是可能会跟一些设计师或者是一些名人就是比较昂贵的衣服看起来很相近，但是它就是成本低，然后大量制造，所以大概就是有可能一个礼拜它就是推出就会有新的产品就会上市两次。那在台湾的市场，像是这些快速时尚的品牌，像是 Zara、GU 或者是 H&M， 这些都是快速时尚的品牌。那这个品牌就是这些快速时尚呢，其实也饱受很多的争议跟批评，像是这些他们会设在一些比较第三国家的一些工厂会设在那边，那会有一些工资就会过低，或者是造成很多的污染，因为就是像它的品质低，所以它可能汰换率就很高，所以很多人可能就是会买比较多，然后就是一季过了之后就换了又换了新的衣服，然后会造成就是大量的浪费，或者是就是会直接把它丢到垃圾桶里面，造成一些环境的污染。那这篇文章主要就是 Emily 跟 Andy 他就是在讲快速时尚所造成的一些议题。